Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 10th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 15. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 7, Psalm 80, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 29 to chapter 12, verse 2, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 to 56. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are Your people, not because we are worthy, but by Your grace alone. We are Your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are Your people, and we have come to praise You. We are Your people, and we have come to give You the worship You deserve. We are Your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we have come to hear again the story of Your love for us and for all the world. We come to celebrate that in the face of Your Son, we have seen Your love. Thank You that on the cross, He demonstrated once and for all Your grace that is at the heart of all creation. By that same grace, search our hearts. Renew our lives and transform our worship. Give us, O Father, a message of life and of hope, of challenge and change, a message of Christ. May the power of the Spirit apply Your word to our life together here and our life for You in the week to come. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 439, Stand Up for Jesus. Thank you. We pray the collect for proper 15, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you've given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Faithfulness Demands Obedience. Faithfulness demands obedience. In chapter 11 of the Epistle to the Hebrews, the writer gives a litany of exemplars of faith and faithfulness from Israel's past. In today's reading, the writer recalls the Exodus from Egypt, chapter 11, verse 29, and the conquest of the land of Canaan, verse 30. The writer mentions Rahab, the prostitute who hid the Israelite spies and so was spared along with her family when Jericho was destroyed. The writer of the book of Hebrews goes on to mention other examples of faith: Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouth of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the sword, the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 34. The writer also highlighted those who suffered martyrdom for their faith. Women received their death by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented. Chapter 11, verses 35 to 37. The writer of the book of Hebrews highlights the faith of many Old Testament heroes and the martyrdom of those who would have faith in Jesus Christ. What do they all have in common? They were obedient to the call of God to do the task that God has set before them. In obedience to God, they would risk their lives to respond to God's will. Their faith in God led to obedience and faithfulness. This is in contrast to the people of Judah in the time of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah indicts Judah for persistent idolatry and injustice. The Lord condemns them for their religious practices. They sought forgiveness of their sins through sacrifices. However, they were devoid of remorse and repentance. There was no commitment to act differently in the future. In today's reading, Isaiah tells the story of the beloved God, who is portrayed as a farmer who tenderly and devotedly takes care of his vineyard. The farmer situates the vineyard on a fertile hill, prepares the soil, plants it with the best vines, protects it, and prepares a wine vat in anticipation of a bountiful harvest. However, when harvest time arrives, the farmer is extremely disappointed. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2. The people of Judah were not obedient to God. They did not have the conviction of things not seen. They were called to be the people of God, the covenant people. However, they did not follow the way of God. And even though they were provided with fertile land, with abundance, after the Lord rescued them from slavery in Egypt, provided them with the law to enable them to be truly God's people in a land flowing with milk and honey, they were disobedient to God. They had no faith in God. They had no assurance of things hoped for, a bright future as a united nation. They broke the covenant. They went their own way. And when God, the owner of the vineyard, expected grapes, they only produced wild, sour grapes, whose wine would be bitter and poisonous. The Lord expects His chosen people to produce justice and righteousness, but they only produce bloodshed and a cry of oppression. The faithless were disobedient to God's word and God's will. In an effort to redeem the world, God, out of love, sent God's Son, Jesus, to redeem us from sin and death. In our gospel today, from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 56, Jesus affirms that those who follow Him are called to faithfulness, and their faithfulness will lead to division, even in our dearest relationships in the family. Jesus said, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law." Luke chapter 12, verses 51 to 53. When one commits to following Jesus, the decision requires obedience. And obedience to Jesus puts us in opposition to the things of the world. We are therefore called to stand firm in our faith, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In faith, we remain obedient to God's word and God's will, and we have the assurance that we will produce good fruit, fruit that will last. As the people of God today, what kind of fruit are we producing in God's vineyard? Jesus invites us to look and interpret the signs around us. What do the signs around us tell us about the state of our vineyard? We have a daily, constant flow of murders. There is increased violence in the home. There is rampant abuse of children and the elderly. Individuals are selfishly stealing copper cables without any thought for the inconvenience of others. Our vineyard is producing sour grapes. What shall we do? The writer of the book of Hebrews points the way for us. Let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12, verse 1b to 2a. Let us therefore understand that Jesus requires of us as his church that we journey in faith and obedience and set about the task that he has set before us. Jesus speaks to us today. He says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Let us therefore in faith obey that great commission, and keeping our focus on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, let us be obedient to the task that God has set before us. Amen. Let us pray. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you call your church to prophetic voice. Inspire all who bear your name to persevere in seeking your will. May the vineyard of our lives bear fruit in the warmth of your love. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you judge us with mercy and truth. Hear the cry of all who long for justice, the poor and weak, all at the mercy of unscrupulous and violent individuals. Give us courage to choose life in all its fullness. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, we pray for all whose stands bring them into conflict. Give us humble and contrite hearts, standing for whatever is honorable and noble, and building bridges where reconciliation may grow. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you are tender and gentle with all who are afflicted. Show compassion on all who seek your healing touch. Restore us, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Lord of time and eternity, you came to save the lost and restore the fallen. In your mercy, gather to yourself those who have died. Raise us with them to share in the bounty of your love. God of joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn CPWI 337, O Breath of Life, comes sweeping through us. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Trust in God. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things pass. God never changes. Patience achieves all it strives for. They who have God finds that they lack nothing. God alone suffices. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we remind you that the COVID-19 virus is still around and among us, so please exercise the precautions. Wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask when you are in a crowded area. And watch your distance. We hope that you will have a spiritually rewarding week.
Thank you.